Oh, war ja richtig alle. Simenschien sind noch Gimmel, sie Wolf. Der Wahl, der Mechabe, ist not talking about Zusa Pesach. Mechabe is talking about a movie. And the movie, we have a choice of a Lechi or a Koyra. Obviously, because it's less than 10 hours. The minute it's more than 10 hours, you have to have a Zusa Pesach. So we're talking about a movie, and the entrance to the movie is less than 10 hours. You can have a Lechi or a Koyra. And we're going now learning in Mechabe Hilchas Lechi. A Lechi is one mashu on the side, 10 tefachim high. So the Mechabe Sivov, it comes from the Gemara. Tzorech sheloye alechi rochek min ha-koysel shloyshe tefachim. This Lechi must be within from the koysel. We have three walls, and on the side, and there's a Lechi in the movi. So that Lechi in the movi has to be within three tefachim. One Lechi is good enough. That Lechi has to be within three tefachim from the koysel. Simple halacha. Zod the Mishnah Berurah of base. Why? Yes, shoyim rim. Andu zon shah tam. Because mishum de osi avira de hai gisa mevatle. We had this before. When you have a wall in the middle of five, and on either side there's more than five, six and six, so then the five becomes bottle. So bishleim, if it's within three tefachim, it had in lovud. So it's next to the wall. The minute you go over three, so then there's no lovud. So this lechi is kiddo, it's not there. Osi avira de hai gisa mevatle. Zok to Beni Yonason, im kain. If so, if the lechi is four tefachim wide into the wall, so there's no reason why you can't have it 3.9 away, because there's no osya avira if the four is bigger than the 3.9, at least on one side. And if the lechi is 10 tefachim, you can have it 9 tefachim away. If it's 20 tefachim, you can have it 19 tefachim away. So the ganze din is only because osi avira dehai gisem vatalei, and therefore you have to have it lovud. That's only when it's a single thing. But the minute it gets wider, the din is always oimed muva la poets. So on the lechi itself, you can say oimed muva la poets. So that's not the first reason. Yes, roimim shatam shem osi avira dehai gisem vatalei. The oimed of the lechi, which is four, is meruba la poet, which is 3.5. Shabetidoy, because it's not the high gisa, the high gisa. You only have high gisa, high gisa. But if it's only one side more, so that doesn't matter. So this side is less, and it says there, it's good. Aber wie schon gem de bechol gab ni zurg lies a lechi betoyg schleuche twochem le keusel wie er schlach mir aber so do so gem the reason isn't cuz os ja wie de heigise heigise this is land. The reason is because it has to be a connection with the keusel. You must remember we got 1, 2, 3 walls, and then we got the fourth wall, which is a lechi. This lechi, if it's not because of os ja wie, this lechi has to be connected to the keusel. And then it makes no difference if in Londres it's connected. Osi avira, oimed meruba, three tefachim, connection. Non-three tefachim, not connected, sinishkit. V'yesh lahachmen. That's by alech. That is by alech. Weiter. Chof gimel. So shloi alech yuchim na'koysel. V'heicha zot de mishubur yetz hazoi. So we're learning in Mechaba, it's talking about lechi. What about Tzus HaPesach? Are you allowed to make a Tzus HaPesach away from the wall? Very, very negative question. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you're making a Tzus HaPesach lemovi, das halbe me aposkim she'ein tzorech ledakdek she'yehei b'toyich shloishet vochem lekoisel. Why not? Because mele lechi, you've got 1, 2, 3, and then you've got a Tzus HaPesach. Instead of making the Tzus HaPesach the full width, you made the Tzus HaPesach only so wide. Not next to the wall, in the middle. So if it be a lechi, so we said lechi, or sabir, the haigis, mevatle, because a lechi is a lechi. A Tzus HaPesach is a wall, ke'elu. All that space is a wall. So if that's in the middle, let's say, and it's 10, 15, and on either side you got 5, who cares? The Tzus HaPesach itself is a wall. So maybe it doesn't matter if it's away from the sides, as it is on poskin. There's all a list of poskim underneath in Tesvot. Toisa Shabbos Yisav Chai Odom Beis Meir. Meila Heichas Shekiver Tzusa Pesach Lerovi Das Halbe Me Poskim Shein Tzuch Ledak Shebe Toch Shoshet Tvoichon Lekoisel. The Tzusa Pesach Machitzi Gemuri. This is no problem. Aber Yesh Poskim De Svirilu De Ein Chilik Ben Tzusa Pesach Lelechi Linyin Zeh. There's no difference. Even though Tzusa Pesach is a wall, but Tzusa Pesach is not a wall. The Masa, it's two posts. So those posts, you also have to be machmeh on the din. There has to be within three tefachim to the wall. B'shas atchak, yesh lismoich lohok. B'shas atchak is mekel. Not b'shas atchak l'choy is not mekel. So if we have a tzusa pesach, now in underneath you see, he brings, because who are the machmirim, b'choy shor, prima godim, in tazayin. Then he brings a bracket, which says, m'koy chayim. And m'koy chayim says, you don't have to be machmeh. So we have some that say the tzusa pesach, you have two walls, tzusa pesach can be mamash in the middle. Far away, three tefachim on both sides. Stovazogen, no, it's possible. Stovazogen, the tzusa pesach has to be connected. Because of Hilchas connection, it has to be connected. But if it's connected on one side, you already have your connection. I mean, the other side is not like a lechi. That a lechi is osyavira, it's that once you've got a connection on one side, so it's connected on one side, then it's not, the Chazanish says like this, then it's not Ba'ave. So you got one, two, three, and then it goes as far as it goes. So no, it doesn't matter if that one is not connected, because still, Legabadeh, Matusa Pesach is enough of a wall that it's continuation of the other one. So it's all connected. So we have three shittas. One shitta is it can be disconnected on both sides. One shitta is it has to be connected on both sides. And in the brackets, Mekor Chaim and Chazanish say it has to be connected at least on one side.
Why should it be different when you made the Tzusa Pesach around the town with the Tzusa Pesach?
They all have to be connected.
Yeah, according to the brackets, it's very good because it's connected.
Yeah, but there the other one is will also be connected to something else.
Yeah, but we're saying if you say that it's connected, it's still no good over here.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all both sides.
But they're all connected when you make around the town. Zot v'shas atchak yashis melohok. So now we've got Tzusa Pesach, and there's Taka space. But the Masa, he's going in those that are Mekel. Those that are Mekel, it doesn't need to be next to the wall. So I've got a space of 3.5. Okay. 4, Kim the Chai Odom with a Chiddush. You've got 4, I'm asking, it's not next to the wall. Let's think a minute. The Masa, you got Pirtza there. What do you do about that Pirtza? Well, how are you going to fill in that pirtza?
Why can't it be a pesach?
Well, I've got matusa pesach, whatever it is, and then I've got an opening. So how am I filling in that opening? Everything has to be opened. What are you filling it in with? Oymed mugav alaporetz. That's the chayyid alamdus. What's the oymed? The oymed is the tusa pesach alayin. The tusa pesach is making a oymed mugav. That is bemus the machloikas.
Yeah.
The zeva zogan that you're allowed to do it is because they hold a tusa pesach can make a oymed mugav ala oymed. Zeva zogan that has to be the full width could be besides efsha that it has to be next to the wall like a lechi. There's another din lechayyid that you have to make. Where's your oymed mugav on the space? That's the machmirim. But let's go with the makilim. Zogte, even according to the makilim, still on a loch shbeta, that when you have an opening at the front of the movi, you always have to look after it. Meile the chay odom zogt, if the space is 4 tvochim, you have to put a lechi there, another lechi. Zogte, v'im yesh, alba tvochim en tzuis ha-pesal koysel, das chayim tzuch lahamid lechi etzal koysel, but the mishabur holds you don't. Ledi tzuch, igam zen kemashu bi alochel, ratchil va nochsh lachma fele buch shayit tvochim na koysel. Bekitza, mishabur says, this idea that even though it's got Imad Merubah, it still needs a lechi because later there's a halacha about it. Later the halacha is if you have a koira on part of the movi, the din is the rest needs a lechi. Oh, it's a complicated halacha later. So the Chai Odom adapts it here. The Mishmur says, I don't see, it's not, we're going to come to the makilim that say you don't need to be next to a wall, you don't need a lechi. But anyway, and the bi'alocha, the end and the bottom line of the bi'alocha is also so the bi'alocha, the mishabura, is machme shleibishasatchak, that both sides should be within three tvochim. In Shatzin, he brings a brackets and Rishta Echai Odom, one side should be within three tvochim. Bishasatchak, you're allowed to have even no sides in the three tvochim. And then the Chai Odom, Efshi should make a lechi, Efshi, Efshi not.
What's the Chai Odom different for each one?
Pardon?
What's the Chai Odom saying different?
Chai Odom is saying, even according to the Makilim, that the Tzusa Pesach is kosher, but you still have a pizza.
What's wrong with the pizza?
Because you're not allowed to have it. You see later.
Well, what's wrong with any wall you've got a pizza?
Because the Omen Merubah doesn't help you here. Omen Merubah doesn't help you here. Because it's not a proper mechitza. Omen Merubah doesn't help you. Legabe pizza b'roish hamovi. That's what it's in, b'roish hamovi. It's later you see Mamash all the dinim of it.
Only from b'roish hamovi. But if it's on the side, it wouldn't be a problem.
That's the shayla. If it's if Rabin Boikimboy could be a problem. That's the shayla. Is it Rabin Boikimboy? It's specifically in Movi and specifically in Roish Hamovi.
Because of Rabin Boikimboy?
Yeah. That's the machlokes of the bialoch. He doesn't like the chay odom. Oh, but that's a zaytik adin the chay odom. More negay is before you get to the chay odom. That you have to know. That's what we had in Yorke. You have to know that even if you do say a tuzvesa does not next to the wall, it all works with the londas of the space is with Omid Maruba. See, there was a case here. Look at this. You have 1, 2, 3 here. And instead of putting the Tusa Pesach at the bottom of the wall like that, the Tusa Pesach was from there till there. Right? The Tusa Pesach went from there to... You got 1, 2, 3. So the Pesach went from there to there. So it doesn't need to be next to the wall. It's okay. It's not okay. Why not? Because mail if it's like this, and you say it doesn't need to be next to the wall, at least the space is accounted for with the Oymed Merubah, like the Makilim, of a Tusa Pesach. If you were to have it like that, imagine it's a wall mamash. A wall mamash which goes one like that and one like that is poised for Melua. There's no Oymed Merubah for that space. You can't make Oymed Merubah around the corner.
Really?
Castleton Road, yeah, that was the problem with Castleton Road. They've got a Tusa Pesach like this. Yeah? So it doesn't help you. Maybe a Tusa Pesach is like that. So if I hold Oymed Merubah from a Tusa Pesach, can work with Oymed Merubah?
Yeah,
cross. If it's like this, Tusa Pesach, let's imagine the Tusa Pesach is a proper wall, a brick wall. You still have to fill in that space. They don't meet. So you have to put something there to make it level to each other, to the stick of the Tusa Pesach. Yeah. So this is a big shayla. This is one of the big differences between Chomadika Eilevin and Kuladika Eilevin. That means in Kuladika Eilevin, without mentioning any names, they have Tusa Pesachs which go the streets like this, and they use a lamppost which is not at the edge. The lamppost is at the end of between the pavement. So they have a street like that, and the Tusa Pesach goes from there till there. And the rest, I can show you pictures if you want. Sivza, Lechi Alechi. Afele Shvorim Veshivre Shvorim Ksheimoy. So this means if you made a lechi out of sticklech. No, it means like there's one stickle, and then you had another short of wood, another stickle, and another stickle, all sticklech on top. In the end, you got 10 tvachim with little 2 tvachim pieces or 1 tvachim pieces. Afele Shvorim Veshivre Ksheimoy, it's also kosher. You can even have a lechi of sid on the koisel, a bit of lime, a bit of cement on the koisel. And even though sid is usually a bit in and out and in and out, it's not very straight, it doesn't matter. You have to be careful that it shouldn't get the klovim go by and they rub against it and they'll get the sid off. Then you will have a lechi, especially on the bottom three, the dogs will go around and brush it off, and meila, it'll be spoilt, and you won't even have your tent for him. Zot the mishabur, chav talit. Lechi afile shvorim v'itzaleima medubokim, stuck together. Uvat yuchalam v'ruch metzia, make it strong, has to be down in Israel. Ulafrika koira, we'll see later, it's not good enough just to be shtiklach, v'inan dafka shtei chazoka k'dei lekabal aril, klam si v'zayin, the koira that goes across has to be mamash strong to put bricks on it. That's a different thing. K'sherim boi. Zot the mishabur chofei, v'ichtige mishabur. V'hu adin avonim hayoitze min ha-koisl. Umuvdolim zu mizu pochon shoyshet vochim, avalechi mamash. So you've got another etzah. Let's imagine the walls over here, and you didn't have it, so you put a wood like that, another wood like that, another wood like that. So you can say lovud between the woods. Huadin, that's the huadin. Because since you can see that it can be schleppish sticklech, huadin, so it doesn't have to be solid one go, it can be 4 yesedas sticking out, as long as they're within 3 from each other. And then you got a lovud, dikka, lechi. It's also good. It's a hekka, and it's called lovud. Lovud makes lovud. Lovud makes a mechitza.
You mean the wall, which is broken up.
The wall. Who are din? You're talking about echad nichnas v'echad yoitza. Ever nichnas v'echad yoitza, l'choyu is also good. Avonim, it says, hayoitza min ha-koisel. That means if you break away, a normal bricks are like built like that, and you break away, and you think that all the shtiklach that are coming out are... should be your lechi, then it's good enough. Now, as we said, the Shabuya, Mechaba over here is talking about a lechi. What would be the din about Tzusa Pesach? Is a Tzusa Pesach allowed to be shtiklich? Look in Shad, Tzion, Yutes, as I say in the Gemara, that's good enough, logud. But I'm a Tzusa Shabbos, Shemitzadad, Loime, Dezeh, Dafkelin, Lechi. Aber Loime, Handi, Lechiaim, Keelu, Leinien, Tzusa Pesach. Because the Mishnah is so, the Lefize, Chipupen, Mikleitz, Shekoyen, Venglish, Kedoyme. Pardon? Sticking out, so we have a big shaila, because the Tosafot Shabbos holds that you're not allowed to put this over there. Asach Alten, you can. But the Tosafot Shabbos holds, why doesn't it help? Because by Tosafot Pesach, there's a din of, it's a Pesach. It's not a lechi, it's a Pesach. A Pesach has a din of Pischa Shimoy. You can't have a shemedike Pesach. Shemedike Pesach means one that's not nice. There's a few halachas about it. So eshtel tzi, if you're going to have something that looks like that, and you're using the things, because there is the wall, and sticking out of the wall, you've got the yishtiklach, and you want to make a lovod, pischa shimoy is no good. You can't use pischa shimoy. As I have the thing, so chaznish, asachsen mekel of them. The chaznish is up in the story that here there was a stick, and the stick had, they were using a stick as a lechi for Tzusa Pesach. And the stick was a natural stick, and it had like its things coming out of it. And he went and he planed it down. So they asked the chaznish, so is it takapusl? Is that also called pischa shimoy? So he said, no. It's a lechi. It has to look nice for Tzusa Pesach. I think it's not possible because of that. If you go, it's very hard to know. This get of Pischa Shimoy is very difficult. Here we have a machloik is clear if there's lovod. I'll tell you where it's nege. I was with Moshe Berlin at Yisrael Friday afternoon, and there was a place there where it needed a lechi, and the lechi had come off. Kitze was looking in the rubbish dump next to it, and we found a pallet. So I don't know if he used it in the end, but he wanted to use the pallet. So the pallet would be toil on this machloikas, because the pallet would be like this, be a lechi, and you have to need the. So I asked him, Shari, which I had before, what about doing it the other way? If you put the pallet this way, instead of this way, if you put the pallet this way, and it has to go the string on top, you got lovod. So he said, he's also got the same shaila. It doesn't say anywhere it's okay. Moshel. Yeah, it sounds a difference. This way, you've got the shtiklach, and it's lovod this way, the shtiklach, so machloikas, right? Sachsen mekel. This way, it's very likely the string's not even on top, but it's on top of a lovod. So lovod's all right. Lovod this way is all right. Lovod that way is also all right. So the zelba shayla.
Why should it be different?
So he said, I have the same shayla once. He answered me the same shayla, and he doesn't know, but that way is a machloikas. You want to be mekel, it can be mekel. Chaznish was very macho about it. If you go to Chav Rashbam outside the. See, there's a big shayla about how much does it have to be in and out to be called Pischa Shimoy. Let's say even in and out, they're very machbid on the Pischa Shimoy. Go to Chav Rashbam and you go in the one outside of Chaim Kanievsky's, this is Tzusa Pesach, a metal Tzusa Pesach. If you look carefully, it's got a mezuzah in it as well, because Tzusa Pesach, there's no reason why Tzusa Pesach shouldn't have a mezuzah. The only heter is around here because it belongs to Goyim as well. Shutus with Goyim, or the Goyim will take it off. But Chav Rashbam between Chaim Kanievsky and Lederman, there's not much of a suffix of Goyim taking it off. It's takagot mezuzah. And if you look at the bottom of it, I had a picture of it, but I think it's kind of come up. If you look at the bottom of it, it's tak, it goes like this, then it goes a bit smaller, and then it goes up. It's a concrete, it's a metal thing. It's not mamash straight, as Kent Meinen. Obviously, it's not Pischa Shimoy. Lovod is a shayla of Pischa Shimoy. Not so simple. What is called Pischa? The Machmirim like saying everything's Pischa Shimoy as long as it's not straight to the Pischa Shimoy. This is very poshut. So, doshte even a machloikas, you can even use lovod. Even even yotzav even nechnas, you can also use misadika din. It's only the chaznish is machmefsha and the Tosafot Shabbos is machme. Ulchein oisin lechi even from shtikla the legora mishiv v'shvoyin the mutar belechi v'yadin lidin tzuras haPesach to be inyan sheyase lechiyayim mikan mikan im yorei sheyapila maruch mutar laseisin alei sid mochi bekoisel mikan mikan. You can also use just plaster on the wall, cement on the wall. V'akonish lemala obi, you have to make sure yim chuvan al gabei. Kon kan bini sheyim amoshes ktsas akoban gichot. You can't just use paint. Maris sid levad You can't just paint on a line. It has to have some thickness to it, a mashu. And you make sure the dogs shouldn't get it. If it's not there, the bottom three tvachim, that's finished. It can't be yosem shalish. It has to be less than shalish. Because as soon as it's shalish, it's a problem. It's no good. Here as well, we also got of the dogs. If you look at the metal posts, the bottom of the mamash, the bottom has got black paint on it. That's also to stop the dogs.